And our special guests this morning, Marie and Mike. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning, Gary.
And you're here to talk about foster caring. And it's not something that one might enter into lightly. So what made you both decide that you were going to go down this route of caring, foster caring?
It was a process that started off talking about it just casually. You know, it would be a nice thing to do. You know, everybody wants to help children, everybody wants to help somebody else, everybody wants to do something nice with their lives, and it kind of started there, but we just kept on coming back to the subject, kept on talking about it, and then an opportunity arose where Marie was going to get some free time, so we looked into it slightly more deeply, and we started to look into different organisations that would take us as foster carers. Initially we looked at the local authority fostering agencies, we looked at a private fostering agency, and a trust as well, which was the CFT that we went to in the end. Mm. We interviewed each agency, kind of got a feeling for how they deal with children and what kind of children they look after, or what kind of children they take into care, and it went from there. We decided, after interviewing all three of the agencies, which one we thought had the best match for us, and then we applied to them and started going through the procedures for becoming foster carers.
Right, so the Children's Family Trust then is what you went with, and they were established in 1945, and they provide placements for children and young people who can no longer reside with birth families.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Now, deciding to be a foster carer can be an absolutely massive decision, and possibly daunting for some people, to the point where they think, no, I don't think so. I don't think so.
It's certainly not for everybody. I'm not saying you have to be a special way, but all you have to be is willing and able to give it a chance and open up your lives to somebody else. Mm.
Also, you've got to look at the bigger impacts of the wider family, because when you make that decision, it's a decision that you make, and not just for yourselves but for the whole of your family. So you have to make sure that everybody is absolutely happy to do it with you, because without their support, it's not going to happen, and it wouldn't work.
Mm. You reached a point in your lives where you thought, right, now let's go for it. So what was that point? Kind of.
Well, we'd gone through the full range. We'd talked to our own children in depth. We'd talked to our parents, our relatives. Everybody was on board. Some were slightly sceptical. You know, you're not going to get 100% of people feeling exactly the same, which, no, that's fine. Everybody's a right to have opinion, so you expect that. So when everybody was on board, when everybody was aware of what was going to happen, then we started to talk to the CFT, and then they started putting us through the process. Now, the process, if you want to become a foster carer, is something that you need to be prepared for, because they do look at everything in your life. Right? If you imagine they are wanting to place children, some of them are vulnerable, in your home 24/7, so they have to make sure that they are going to be safe. So they look into every part of your life. They look into everything from birth forward. They look into your relationships you've had with previous wives, previous boyfriends, girlfriends. They look into relationships with your parents. They talk to your children. They talk to everybody. They talk to local agencies, the police. They could do a background check on just about everything you can think of. To give you an indication, the report that they come up with at the end for Marie and I was 70,000 words long, which is a reasonable size report, and that was compiled over about a 9-month period with about 24 hours of interviews plus. So
there your lives are laid bare, as it were. There's
absolutely
nothing.
But it's reassuringly thorough. I wouldn't like to think that these children were going to a home that wasn't checked that thoroughly. Because you do hear, unfortunately, of nightmare stories where children are put into care or into homes where those kind of checks haven't been done, and bad things happen, and that's horrible.
Mm. So the assessment process can take how long?
Anywhere between 6 months to a year. Yes, it depends on your circumstances and your family and your background.
how are you actually matched to a child or children?
Your profile is decided together with the trust at the beginning, so you can be very specific. You could say, we would only like to have children under 10, or we would only look at short-term placements. We're happy to take long-term placements. So that's kind of decided when you go to panel, and that's agreed upon. Once you've gone through panel, and the matching process then starts, as the trust have referrals that come in from local authorities or other trusts, your profile is then matched. So the social workers look at your profile, look at the children's profile, look at your family makeup, and decide then whether to call you and offer you some information regarding that child or those children. And that's where the process starts. But it doesn't just stop with the Children's Family Trust making that match. If they decide to then call you, you look at that that referral and decide that's a potential match for your family. That all then goes back to the local authority. They then look at your profile. They then, it's a very intricate process, but again, very thorough to make sure that the children are being matched with the potential for the children, especially if they're looking for a potential long term placement. Because the last thing they want is to have the child move, realise it's not a good match, and then be moved again, because that's obviously more traumatic for the children.
Right, yeah, so the match has got to be as best as they can possibly make it. Yeah. Marie, the placement is made, the children arrive, the caring process begins. What happens then?
We're supported massively right the way through the process. The children arrive. They arrive with generally a local authority social worker, and usually somebody from the Children's Family Trust will be there to support the actual arrival of the child. And then the process starts. You have many meetings, because you have to go through what authority you have. And each child that arrives is different, so you have a delegated authority as to what you can and can't agree to as foster carers for that child. And then it's an ongoing process. You go through an awful lot of ongoing training. The Children's Family Trust are fantastic for the training that they offer, in areas that you wouldn't even believe you needed training on, because these children, a lot of them are damaged, and you're dealing with situations that, when you look at your birth children, you've never had to deal with. You then have many meetings. You've got education meetings, and a lot of the children will need registering with a doctors, a dentist, an optician. These checks need to be made very, very quickly, because you can't guarantee when the last time these children ever visited a doctor or had the teeth checked or had their eyes tested. You then need to work with the Children's Family Trust and the local authority with regards to education, where the children will go to school, which school they'll go to, and then the work starts with the school themselves on settling the child into a new school. Uniforms to buy, it's an ongoing process. And then once the child is settled with you, your training continues. The children are visited regularly by their own local authority social worker. We have supervision sessions at our home, where Mike and I have an opportunity to speak to our social worker with regards to any training that we would like to do, whether we feel supported enough, if there's anything that they can do for us. But on top of that, we do have 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year support. So we have an out of hours service as well. So if something happened at 2 o'clock in the morning and you just needed a bit of advice, there will always be somebody there to speak to you.
Okay. Now, what about financial support? Is there any forthcoming for that? Are there any allowances that you are allocated?
Yes, the children have a maintenance allowance, which will cover the cost of clothing, uniforms, footwear,
any clubs
that they want to go to. So we are encouraged to treat them as our own children. So, and but they do come with a cost, because, you know, your own children who want to do football clubs and street dance clubs and swimming lessons. And but again, the Children's Family Trust have special measures in place where they put an awful lot back into the children. So they go over and above a lot of other companies. Swimming lessons, if we pay for so many swimming lessons, the Children's Family Trust will match and pay for another set of swimming lessons. Now, these are things that, you know, are over and above driving lessons. The Children's Family Trust contribute towards driving lessons. They contribute, you know, they give them a reward if they pass the GCSEs, a further reward if they go on to pass A levels. You know, it's all of these little things.
This is one of the main reasons why we actually chose the CFT amongst the other agencies that we talked to, because with normal agencies, when a child turns 18, they are then given over to local authority and put into a bed sit or whatever. But the CFT believe that, you know, a child for life. So we would be given support to help looking after these children beyond the ages of 18. You know, because we all know at 18, you know, can somebody really live capably by themselves? Or I mean, I'm a university lecturer, and I see, you know, my students range from 18 to 23, and a lot of those, you know, struggle with living just away from their home. So, you know, at what point truly can a child, you know, live by themselves? This is why the CFT was such an obvious choice for us, because they do help beyond the age of 18. I mean, I've got a son who's 23 who still needs a bit of help every now and then, more now than, you know, than ever before. So, you know, it's really is treating these children like your own birth children, which is something that really appealed to us.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've covered an enormous amount of ground there. Thank you both very, very much indeed for sharing what you've done with us this morning.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much indeed.